5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow!
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Hello, Jimmy boy. Good to see you.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'd like to say it's good to see you, but it isn't.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Current temperature in Victoria, more locally Melbourne, more locally South Melbourne, yep. 31.9.
Beautiful out there.
How good is it out there in the world's best city?
Pissing down.
I know it isn't, Robbo. Sunshine and beautiful.
Not a breath of wind. No. Perfect for golf. That's where you should be.
Idiots don't park their trucks on our bloody bridges.
Yes.
Everything else is tickety-boo in this superb city.
Yes.
Now, Bill, I'll tell you what you do when you listen to the Rush Hour.
What do you do?
You hear the biggest guests,
who?
The biggest names.
Who?
Damien Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest hoop. In the history of Australian racing.
I got to quit. How many Group 1s?
Ooh, I'm going to get to him next because I know the answer.
Oh, you know, tell me then.
No, what? We're going to get to him. I'm not going to keep my powder dry. I'm doing a hook.
129. Yes.
Who else? Well, then, Sam Pang.
Pang!
Yes.
When's
Front
he
bar
on?
Tomorrow night.
Ooh,
back.
Who's on?
So we're looking forward to that. I think the Dacos boys are wandering in, and Dimmer Hardwick. So that's a magnificent show. It's going to be followed by another very good show too. So that's coming up. Of course, Guernsey Cash.
Yes.
$10,000.
$10,000.
$10,000. Oh, I like the look of what we're doing at the minute. This is a high quality radio show.
I'm with you,
except for you.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. How are you? Hello. Beautiful day. Magnificent day today. You're right. You're spot on. I love it. I've got some nice little rappies, so I'm going to say a quick hello to you, rabbits. I went up and said, mate, can I have some fish and chips? And the lovely girl said, what type of fish do you want? I said, well, I'll just have fish and chips, you know, the flake. She goes, no, blue grenadier, red emperor, snapper, whiting, John Dory, flathead.
Now, what?
Jim, where have all these fishes come from? I want to know, Jimmy boy. You get it.
It's from the vault.
A flake, didn't you?
Mm. Well, a flake was the shark. It's beautiful,
but
too.
That's all you go with. Now they try and sell all these other ones,
those
Jim.
Other ones. They were all good, though.
Were they?
Well, yeah.
I just have the flake, Jim.
The whiting's on the wall?
The whiting. Oh, that's when I knew when I walked into the fish and chip shop, Jim. And I looked, and there was the whiting on the wall.
Oh, my God. There we are.
Time now for a tortilla. Oh, sorry, a wrap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
What is this?
There we go. Righto, do you know round zero starts Thursday? Two more sleeps, Jim.
Where are that, Bill?
Some good games. Only four games, but bloody rippers. Sydney, Melbourne.
So you're just going through.
I'll just give you one or two words on each.
Right, okay.
Which will captivate you.
Right, I see.
Sydney, Melbourne, Brody Grundy.
Right.
Looking forward to that first bounce.
Yes,
that's fair.
Yeah, righto.
Max Gawn, Brody Grundy.
Yes,
imagine that, right?
Yep.
Brisbane, Carlton.
The fixture we're hearing here.
Yep.
It's
and around people's names.
Yeah.
The Gabba. Do you know how many games Brisbane won at the Gabba last year? 13. Won all their home games. 13. 11 plus two finals.
The Gabbatoir.
That's it.
Right.
So always back Brisbane at the Gabba.
Right.
If you like a little bet.
Mm-hmm.
Bet responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
The Suns and Richmond. Dimmer. That's going to be interesting. The Dimmer effect.
Oh, my God.
And
yes.
Giants and Collingwood, they don't like each other, Jim. So good game. Four really, really
they
good games.
They don't like each other.
They don't.
Right.
That's what I said.
I see.
Didn't Dave Matthews said we hate Collingwood?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, yeah. Anyway, go. Very nice.
Good
games. Yes, yes, yes.
Just a heads up so you didn't
know.
Michael Voss today has revealed that Zach Williams will play for Carlton in the opening round.
Yeah, he'll be there, which is just a brilliant story. Let him know yesterday in front of the team that he'd be playing, and you know, I was pretty emotional. Again, the Yale boys, I think the coach got a little emotional as well. But he, you know, he's had a lot of personal things going on in his life that he's had to work through, and then on top of that, footy's been taken away from him over the last little while. So he's had some injury troubles, but despite all that, he's been able to sort of work his way through it, and he's got himself in some fantastic condition, probably the best of his career. And you know, to give him the news, that's what you'd coach for.
Well done. That was on AFL 360, by the way. Last time he played senior footy, 562 days ago. So well done to Zach.
Yes.
He'll be welcomed in because they've got some injuries, haven't they? Wiedering doesn't play. No. That hurts him. Walsh doesn't play. And Jesse Motlop has a jarred toe, so he probably won't play either.
Mm.
Oh, Collingwood, the Pies Grand Final documentary, Jim, also drops tonight on Fox Footy.
Yes.
It's a doco where a group of players sit down and watch the Grand Final together.
Right.
And here's Jordan, or Geordie, Nick Dacos and Scott Pendlebury talking about De Goey's final quarter goal.
My head was racing after they'd just kicked one, and all sorts of thoughts ran through my head. So it was great to have. I think that's the benefit of having experienced players around us. I haven't been there before, clearly, and just players like him and Steele, and we've got so many that can just calm us down during those times and really reset us.
Were you happy with the handball?
Yeah, Geordie keeps telling everyone that it was behind his head, but I tell him that it put him into momentum to do the pirouette and kick the goal. So we're stuck on that point, but no, we're happy with the outcome.
Geordie?
Yeah, I've been getting treatment on my neck for the last few months, actually, because of that. You know, Nick, to be able to just listen to me and trust that, you know, when I'm yelling out, on your right, he just doesn't even look. He just gives it. You know, you need those special players around you to be able to do that and trust you. And then, it was just good, just wheeled on the right. And as soon as I kicked it, I couldn't have kicked it any better. I don't think the goal umpire moves.
I think that's on Fox Footy after AFL 360 tonight.
Righto, hit it beautifully. You did, Geordie. Don't worry about that. Andrew Dillon today, Jim, has virtually confirmed that the grand final will be a day game again this year.
And you've ticked off the grand final for 2:30 start this year?
We will be working with the commission, ultimately a commission decision, but I think I've said it a few times before.
Ralphie reported that it's going to be 2:30.
Look, the grand final last year was one of the best in living memory. It was the day grand final.
Interesting.
Well, that's not confirming or denying, really.
Well, but I'm thinking, going back, I'd say it'd be 80% swing.
You say 80.
That was also on AFL 360. So if there's anything that wasn't on 360, have you got that ready, Bill?
Yeah, I think we knew that.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you?
The AFL's new Tasmanian side is to be called the Tasmanian Devils.
Devils.
I've been talking about that. They launch March 18, Jim.
How's that all looking, the stadium down there?
No,
you've got the inside track?
I think there's a bit of a halt at the minute. It's getting very political down there, Jim, with the change of government probably. So that will be interesting.
Well, the AFL have been steadfast.
They have.
No stadium, no team.
Exactly.
Is that still what you're hearing?
That's exactly what we're hearing. Plus, I think the Tasmanian government are going to have to raise about $600 or $700.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of money.
Yep.
And not everyone down there is desperate to have a team.
No, exactly.
And we're footy loving Tasmanians, but there are lots of people down there that have other focuses and have publicly stated that they would prefer a school or a hospital or some
additional
a lot of roads to be built. It's a lot of money.
And the AFL will just stick by their little demand. You give us a
23,000. Well, you find out. You've got the mail down there.
Well, we should talk to someone from Tasmania, though.
What, your brother?
No, someone like, Blair, but he loves
someone that knows. Is that what he's saying, Raps?
Yeah. No, someone that, they've got a nice little team down there, the former Tassie boys and players and all that, so we'll do that.
Yes.
The NBL has got into quarterfinals mode. There's only four teams left. Four teams left in the NBL, Jim. Melbourne, of course, who have been waiting, I reckon, for about 3 weeks now. They take on Illawarra. They were 2-7 at the start of the year. What a great season they've had. So they take on Illawarra Thursday. The best of three games there. Whoever wins that goes through to the
normally
final.
Normally is, yep.
Mm. And Perth Wildcats take on the Tassie Jack Jumpers.
Hutchie's mob.
Yeah,
they were nearly railroading him out of town.
Well, they were no good either, but they've come back Perth, and the Jack Jumpers have done well again, and they play Friday, March 8. Again, that is the best of three. The two winners of that go through to the grand final.
All righto.
Bryce Cotton on with us tomorrow. Like he's the best player in the comp.
All right, Damien Oliver on with us next.
He's the best jockey in
the
country.
Have you seen the ad? You've seen the Kia, right?
I have. Oh, it's awesome.
20 absolute Australian sporting superstars and icons are in it. One of them, Damien Oliver, joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Righto. Yeah. Not sure where we're going with that.
Righto.
So we'll move on.
Triple M.
We are joined by Australia's greatest ever jockey, Damien Oliver.
Our next guest finished his racing career by doing what he's always done, winning.
Ripcord and now Muttermac. Muttermac has got there. Oliver's got the run. The racing gods have spoken. Ollie goes out a winner in the Gold Rush.
Rush. Please welcome Damien Oliver.
Now, fact, we're going to get to the Kia ad a bit later.
Good.
We need to celebrate the greatest career ever. So the Brownlow.
Yes.
What are the most ever won is what, four? Three?
Three. Bobby
anyway,
Skilton.
14 times the Scobie Breasley, which is the racing equivalent of the Brownlow, Damien Oliver. 14.
All right. You know nothing about it. How many Group 1s, which are the best riding?
129.
You wouldn't know that.
We just
How
chatted
many?
Off air, old, didn't I? I thought it was 130. Welcome to you.
I'll take one more if you're going to give it to me.
I'm giving you. You deserve
round
one
off,
more.
Yep.
Can you name them all?
No.
First Group 1?
Submariner.
Well done.
Yep.
And the last?
The last one was Alligator Blood.
Oh.
It was.
Yes,
we remember that.
Yes. Yep.
Now, tell us, did you ever, when you kicked off as a young
whippersnapper?
Hell, whippersnapper from Perth, did you ever think, not only the 129, because that's ridiculous, but at your age, you'd still be riding?
Definitely not. No. Especially when I had a broken back at about my early 30s. Yeah. I thought, didn't know if I'd ride again, to be honest. So to be still going at 51 and get out in one piece, pretty happy about it.
And still at the top of your game at 51. So what do you put that down to?
Oh, look, I think I love the sport. You know, I mean, I think if you love doing something, it's a lot easier to do and you can continue to do it well for a long time. It's different all the time, you know, and the competitive side of it, I love that. Working with animals outdoors, so all that thing. And you know, it's a good job. You're well rewarded if you're successful at it. So all
fit.
Those components.
Yeah. You always fit?
Yeah, I like keeping fit, so that's part of it as well.
Drinker?
I used to love a drink more so in my younger days, but I pulled that back in. I learnt that during my 30s and 40s. If I was going to continue to do it to an older age, I had to rein that in, which I still like the occasional drink, but sort of certainly couldn't do it like I did in my younger days.
And you rode track work all the way through?
Yeah, well, that was starting to drop off a little bit in my latter days because I just couldn't do the track work and back up racing. The body was starting to tell me in the end that it was starting to feel the pinch a bit as well.
So did that impact your actual racing? Did you find when the track work wasn't as prolific, did it affect anything you were doing on a Saturday?
Not so much, but just more the aches and pains. And, you know, I had a few hip surgeries. My hip was sort of starting to feel at the end of, you know, my back as well and all that. And just Father Time was sort of catching up with me, yeah.
So if we went through your body, what have you had done?
I've had
a lot of concussions. We'll start from the head.
Yeah, no doubt. A lot of concussions over the years in falls. A few hip arthroscopes. Collarbone, never had a broken shoulder. Had a few broken noses. Broken wrist, broken hand, stitches in my face, broken arm, broken ankles, broken hip. Back. That was the worst one, yeah.
Crikey. What about, you won't believe, Jim, it was unbelievable, the racing gods were with Damo on this day because of his last rides, okay? Yep. He goes back to Perth, his hometown, superstar there at Ascot. I don't think you rode a winner up to about the last three races, had you?
No, it was going bad, Bill, I must say. I hadn't ridden a winner since Cup Week. Cup Week was okay, I rode a few winners.
Yes.
But then it was nearly a month between, you know, my last winner and Cup weekend and my last winner, my final day. And I had three weekends in Perth and was battling. I'd had the Entain Ladbrokes crew following me around for a documentary for the last 3 months. So I could feel those guys coming, will you do something? You know? And then sure enough, my last three rides, third last one won, the second last one, and then won the last race in the name.
And what was the last race? Yeah, called?
The Damien Oliver Gold Rush.
Oh, mate, and got through, punched through, and everyone was on it by then. It was started about 10 to 1 and ended up about 2 to 1. Everyone was on it. It was just unbelievable scenes, wasn't it?
It was. There was about, I think, 10,000 people there in Perth. It felt like 20,000, and you know, the circumstances, diving through the middle and getting up in your last ride, it was just the perfect farewell.
Did you always have your famous patience? Because so many times, and Bill knows far more about the COVID than I do, but I'd be watching you because we've known each other for a long time, and I think you can't win this, Ollie.
Sit and wait.
He's out,
wait.
He's in the wrong spot. He cannot, and then suddenly the season just part, and I'd think, how do you develop those balls to be that patient knowing that you'd get a run?
I think it comes with confidence and knowing what's going on around you. And I think the more successful you get and the more accomplished you get, you can back yourself to make those ballsy decisions. When you're younger and more not so accomplished, you're more inclined to want to try and follow the trainer's instructions. And as you get older and more experienced and more successful, you're willing to back yourself and back your own judgment a little bit more, where you can take a little bit more risk.
Mm. And all done, Jim. So it was all done. No more racing. We're all done.
All done.
Oh, then gets a phone call. Saudi Arabia.
Yes. Saudi.
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 Live racing.
And yes. We've got a couple of drums of oil here for you, Damo.
I see.
All of a sudden you're on the plane riding over there, Damo.
Yeah, well, it came out of the blue a bit, Bill. I got offered to ride at the big Saudi Cup meeting in Saudi just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you're a long time retired. I'm still reasonably fit, although I had to lose a little bit of weight, and glad the weights were a little bit higher because I've let down a little bit like your good self, Bill.
Good.
And so I just made a little cameo in Saudi Arabia. I just thought it's worth going over to have a look at. I hadn't been to the Middle East for, you know, I think nearly 25 years. And it's a developing country, and I just thought you never know where it might lead. Make some contacts and see where it goes. So I had four rides, had a third and a fourth, did okay. Thoroughly enjoyed the experience, but
just did it for racing, just out of the kindness of your own heart.
That's it, Bill. Yeah, but you wouldn't like it over, Bill. No frothies over there for you, so no drinking in Saudi.
Don't they have the bar when you have a win and you'll pile into the bar after it?
Nothing, donuts.
Oh, we're not going to Saudi. No OBs.
So, as I said, we got the Kia ad, which is amazing to have a look at next. But I've heard you speak about your amazing career post meet in Perth. Media puzzle. Was that, when you look back at all the incredible things you did, is that the pinnacle of it?
It's probably the biggest moment I'm remembered for. Obviously losing my brother in the week leading up to that cup. It's probably not my most enjoyable moment, but most memorable because of the circumstance, because it was such a sad time for us losing my brother. It was more about that than actually winning the cup, but I was glad I was able to pull it off in his memory. So it was... yeah, it was quite extraordinary.
What was your most enjoyable?
Standing up in the saddle, Bill, mate, that photo is all around Australia, in front bars everywhere.
Exactly. So what was your most enjoyable then?
Probably the two cups either side of it, Fiorente and also Doremus, my first one. Yeah, they were very, I mean, the Melbourne Cup's the sort of race that changes your life. So I think they're the ones, and, you know, the Caulfield Cups and the Cox Plates as well. But the thing I'm most proud of is, you know, being able to stay at the top for so long. I rode in, I think, five different decades. So, you know, it was pretty remarkable when
Superstar,
you look back at it.
Greatest ever. All right, little break with Damien Oliver Rabbits, because we've got the Kia ad, which is actually fantastic.
Huge.
It's unbelievable. We're going to talk about that next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying I'm innocent, by the way.
No.
I just need proof that I'm not.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Australian horse racing legend Damien Oliver has stuck around, and he, along with 19 other Australian sporting icons, have come together, JB, to launch Kia's new historic ute.
And when you hear about the icons, Ollie, you think, bugger, right, we can't have 20.
Yeah.
And then you watch the ad, and outside of Dell, they are all icons, aren't they? It's actually, now we got Damo's role in this ad, Evelyn.
This is part of it.
Rooney, sit.
Take it easy, Ned.
Best moment of your life. Yeah, unbelievable. Have a feel of it.
That's the Melbourne Cup. You got your mitts on?
I hope it is.
Yes.
Have a feel of it.
Yeah, we'll just put a bit of context to that voice. Yeah.
But so how did this all happen? Getting 20 icons, and we're talking about Alfie Langer and Ash Barty, buddies in the ad.
Kerry O'Keefe. Steve Waugh, Kerry O'Keefe, Dermot.
Guess what? He doesn't say anything, Kerry O'Keefe. Guess what he does?
Darren Lockyer.
Steve Waugh.
It is nuts.
How long did it take to make?
It was a lock-in for 3 days at this pub in Oxford Street. That would have been handy, Bill.
Oh, how did you go? Did you get on it? Have a couple of tap?
It was set over 3 days, and I've got to say, the day I was there was with Alex Volkanovski, Ash Barty, Steve Waugh was there, John Aloisi, and I was a bit awestruck, actually. Yeah. I had a good chat to Ash, and all I wanted to say to her was, why'd you retire so early, you know?
Did you ask
I couldn't in the end because I was just sitting in the background listening, and I could just feel... that she was over it, you know. She'd had enough, so I couldn't bring myself to ask. But you know, I was a fanboy there for a bit. Yeah,
whose photo would have you got out of all those? Ash,
yeah, for sure. Yeah,
did you get any little cat go up with you?
Yeah, got a few photos with
selfies, Bill.
Selfies, absolutely. That's what they're called. Yeah, good on you.
Oh, so it's a brand new Kia historic ute,
the ute,
and we're trying to find a name for it. Is that
the idea?
Do they have a name yet?
No. Not yet, no.
So is that what's...
It's got to be the Oliver. So we're all campaigning to call it after
ourselves.
The
Kia Oliver.
Yeah, that's right.
It's got a decent ring to it.
Oh, yeah. Himself was there, the
kid won't be the Kia Burton.
No. Oh, Buddy wanted to call it the Buddy.
Yes.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
I didn't mind that.
Steve Walk wanted to call it the Tugger.
Tugger.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What about the Butte?
Yes, that's not bad.
The Butte,
the Kia Butte.
Yeah.
Most Australian vehicle they've produced, the Kia Ute.
Oh, no. Well, look.
Who had the most to drink? Now, we all know Booney as a, he enjoys a sip. Who, if it's a lock-in for 3 days, Ollie, who was... Who looked most comfortable at the bar?
Oh, my money was on Booney all day. Yeah.
Alfie Langer.
He can go. Oh. Yeah.
Wendell Saylor.
Oh, Wendell. Del. Big Del. Those NRL boys feeding him.
Now, well, what else is going on, please? Are you based back in the West these days or where are you?
No, still in Melbourne. Okay. Yeah, I'm doing some work for Entain and Ladbrokes. That's my my main role as work these days, but still doing a little bit of public speaking and, you know, Kia ads and... You know, I'm open to all
West
stuff,
Coast
mate.
Eagles?
Yeah. Next subject.
Well, you and I are saying as little as possible.
Have you heard about Harley Reid?
Oh, who hasn't?
Oh, mate, 21 times he's on the back of the Western Australian over there this year. Like, boy, he's going to be under some pressure, but I think they'll struggle again.
I think you might be right, Bill, but just looking forward to playing North. Just, you know, our chance to have a win.
Are you a punter now?
Well, not really, you know, I'll still love watching the racing and, I'm doing a bit of analytical work for Ladbrokes. So yeah, I keep an eye on it. Yeah.
Who's the best jock?
The best jock going around at the moment?
Right now.
Oh, you'd have to say James McDonald, but we got some, he's based in Sydney. In Melbourne. I'm big fans of Damien Lane and Mark Zara. I reckon, they're right up there.
Mark Zara does well. How old's Mark Zara?
He's about 10 years younger than me. I reckon he's early 40s.
Oh, that all. He looks older.
Yeah.
What about, we've got a mutual friend, right? We had a Bucks lunch for him, didn't we, at the SB a year or so back. Mm-hmm. And there was about 30 or 40 blokes at this lunch. And I'm standing there with Ollie and this guy standing there and he didn't really know much about sport, full stop.
Yeah.
So he said to me, what do you do? I said, I work in the media, mate. I'll do a bit of stuff in the summer and the winter.
Chris Waller, okay. Was it?
And then he goes, and what do you do? And Ollie's standing there and Ollie goes, well, I'm a sportsman. And then the bloke goes, oh, yeah, what do you do? No. I'm like, what do you reckon he does? Look at him. Firstly, he's our greatest ever. And secondly, he's not a ruckman.
No, he's not playing footy.
No.
Guess who he's hanging around out the front there with? Very happy to stand next to him. Joey. He's actually got our little man, Joey. He's got him for height. You actually tower over our little man, Joey.
Oh, ruck, Joey can rove.
Exactly right. Now, what about the golf? You love your golf? You getting a hit in?
Yeah, getting a hit in, just battling away and an occasional surf. So they're two pastimes I like, you know, when I can get out there.
Where are you going surfing, please?
Usually down the west coast, down Torquay Way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Get out there with Linger?
Don't see Linger out there much, no.
Any of the boys? Are they surfers? Any of the Cats boys?
You see the odd footballer out there, but not that regularly.
Not Big Hawk, he'd sink.
I've seen Daisy Thomas out there a few times. Loves it. Nathan Jones a little bit.
Yeah, he loves it.
Do you think you're going to put on weight?
I've put on a few kilos already, Bill.
You're looking all right.
Yeah, not too bad.
I can't wait till you blow out. Like, tags.
Oh, please.
Tag it.
Have a listen to Bill.
I know.
He can't wait till someone else blows out.
Yeah. Well, I like to see him put on weight and get fat.
Ollie, congratulations, mate. You're a star. We've said it to you a million times. You're just a legend. But this Kia ad is actually a beauty. You haven't seen it.
Oh, get online. Five people texted me about it yesterday. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's actually a really, really cool ad. And get online and see the full one because those are about a minute and a half.
Yeah, yep.
it's bloody
brilliant
funny.
Ad. Yeah, I mean, and even just picking through the Australian icons in it, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. What are you driving?
I'm looking forward to driving a Kia Ute.
That's it. Bloody hope he is. Golf clubs in the back. Great to see you, Ollie.
Thanks, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Sometimes it's the old kiss theory, Jim. Keep it stupid simple.
Triple M. Damo Oliver, what a superstar.
Exactly.
He's part of the Kia historic new Ute ad. But they haven't got a name for it yet.
No.
Not for the new Ute, Jim. That's, exactly.
That's
not the ad.
Basically what I just said.
Exactly what you just said.
So what we're doing here, tenuously linking in to one of our favourite segments.
Good work.
Because they haven't got the name.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going back to one of our favourites.
Which is?
Because it's a very Australian phone topic.
What is it?
Hence.
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 What's your nickname and how did you get it?
Oh, Jim. You've had a month off. You come back with that crap.
Bill, we're linking it into Kia because they haven't got a name for their ute yet.
Tenuously.
Oh, my God. So, we've done it before, and here's an example of the stream of gold we received.
Snags. Because about 10 years ago, we went out fishing with the boys and lost about 2 packs of hooks and sinkers in a couple of hours. So.
Stubby, because at school I was short and fat.
Back when I played footy, my nickname was Bracket. So at the start of the season, I wore number 11 and wore it throughout the season. The Guernsey got a bit stretched and the ones sort of curved out a little bit.
Yeah, we've got a mate we call Onions.
Why?
Is that ugly? Every time we look at him, he makes us cry.
Bill, this is the stuff we get.
A couple others I got for you, Jim. The Lantern. Actually, this is more Joey. Lantern. Not very bright and has to be carried.
Right.
And deck chair. Always folds under pressure. Oh, my God. They're not bad. No, they're all right. That's what we're looking for.
133353, ring us now. What's your nickname and how did you get it? What are we giving away, Roger?
What about this? The best caller, thanks to Kia, wins $500.
What?
No. Cold, hard cash, all thanks to the brand new Kia Ute. Register your interest on kia.com.au.
The nickname is a very Australian thing.
$500.
$500
thanks.
Cash.
To Kia.
Thanks to Kia.
Well, they want to be good. They've got to be good,
well,
these
look
ones,
at them
Jim.
Coming.
Oh, Papa.
Oh, Jimmy. They've come as they normally do. 133353.
What's your topic?
Next. What's your nickname and how'd you get it?
It's the Rush Hour Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It won't grow on me bloody head, but it comes out my ears and my nose, Jim. What's going on?
Your chance to win $500, wow, all thanks to the brand new Kia Ute. Register your interest at kia.com.au.
Yes, and because they haven't named the Kia yet,
yes,
we're doing one of our favourite segments. What's your nickname and how did you get it?
Oh, Jim.
Well, my kids years ago,
yes,
their soccer coach, they grew up playing soccer as littlies. His nickname was Clogsy.
Clogsy,
because he came from Amsterdam.
No,
where Clogsy. The boys all reckon he wears clogs. All right, so we go first to Coldstream. Jay's there.
Hello, Jay.
How you going, boys?
Going well. Have you got a good nickname for us?
Yeah, my old boy, he's a builder. Yeah. Every time he jumps on the excavator, we call him the Pope because he never misses a service. Rips everything you can find out every time.
Yeah, it's not
I
bad.
Like it. That's good.
We like that.
Cerebral, Bill.
Yeah.
Mm. Matt, Carrum Downs. Hello, Matty.
Matty.
Yeah, a mate of mine plays Super Rules, and we call him Bondi. He's a good player, but he's not manly enough.
Oh, that's like not
it.
Bad.
Like it.
Yeah.
Stay there, Matty. That's good. Righto. Carla in Berwickville. What a beautiful.
Hi, how you doing? I love the show.
Hey, Carla.
Good on photo. Carla. Huh? She loves the show, Jim. You weren't listening to
it.
No,
I heard it. Yep.
Yeah, Carla.
I've got a friend who's called Parcels because he's all wrapped up in himself.
Yes. It could even be Jim. Parcels Brayshaw, yes. Yeah, like it.
Stay there, Carls. That's good. Wayne and Clayton. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, I've got a mate and I called him MTS.
Yep.
And it's the reason is he's got huge ears and I call him Mike Tyson Sandwiches.
Mike Tyson Sandwiches.
It was around the time that Tyson bit the guy's ear off.
Oh, yeah. Off, Bill. Yeah.
Oh. Wayne loves it.
Wayne's enjoying it. Beautiful. Stay there. I like that. Oh. Grant in Blackburn?
No, Grant.
Yes. Hello, Grant.
Grant.
How you going?
What do you call yourself?
No, it's a mate I played footy with. He, we called him Wallet.
Why?
Because he always got put in the back pocket when he got picked.
Oh, not bad. That's good.
Not bad, Bill.
Are you Grant or Grant?
I'm Grant.
Yeah, Grant.
What was that second one you went with?
I said them both the same.
Bill.
Grant. Yes?
It's the gift that keeps giving me. This particular phone topic.
E.T. I've got a mate on the worksite.
Right.
Call him E.T.
Why?
Always wants to go home.
Oh, but it was phone home.
Well, see, no, he got on the bike and flew, didn't you? Did you see him take off the big jump?
We've got another one come through.
All right,
oh,
here
we go.
Oh,
Wang Wang.
Oh, one of your favourite names.
Yeah. Clint in Yarraville.
Oh, no, Clint.
Hello?
Is that the name, Clint, the nickname?
No, that's my real name.
Oh, right.
What's the nickname, please?
The nickname is Seepage.
Why?
Oh, I know a plumber apprentice who was an apprentice back in the day and he was slower than a drip.
Seepage.
Slower than a drip, so is a seepage.
Seepage.
Not bad.
Not
That's,
bad.
I haven't
Bill.
Heard that one
All
before.
Right. Well, now, this is a very good prize, and we've got six callers on the line waiting to hear if they've won it.
Yes.
Who did you like?
Just talk amongst yourself. This is a big prize.
How's your day going, right? Yeah.
Parcels.
Talk among yourselves. While we're live on air.
Yeah. Parcels and Brayshaw.
Yeah, that's it.
Didn't really get the Mike Tyson ones.
No.
I think we're going to have to go with Matt from Currum Downs. There you go, Matty. Super rules. He's made plays, and they call him Bondi.
Because he's not quite manly
enough. He's not manly enough. Oh. I like it.
$500 bucks, all thanks to the brand new Kia Utes.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's a good prize.
It's a bloody good prize.
It just doesn't stop there, by the way. If you didn't make it through with the phone lines today, head to the Triple M win page now. Submit your best iconic name ideas, and the best one will win $3,000.
All right. We've got two more prizes.
Yep.
Carl's from Berwick. Friends call Parcels.
Parcels.
He's wrapped up in himself.
Pro short.
All right, Carl's.
You have won yourself a voucher to Zonzo Estate Wines, if you don't mind. Enjoy a taste of summer with Zoncello by Zonzo Estate, inspired by the flavours of Italy. Zoncello Limoncello Spritz.
I like it.
Perfect. I'm Italian. That's awesome.
That's for you, Carl.
Well, that voucher can be used to purchase products or use at the winery, which is even better.
And my man Grant from Blackburn.
Grant.
Mate's called Wallet.
Why?
If he plays footy, he goes straight to the back pocket.
Hey, Grant, we're going to give you a DeWalt prize pack if you don't mind.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, guys.
No worries. DeWalt Mobile Solutions, born on the job site, built to last. See the new exciting range at Bunnings Warehouse.
Very, very good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jeez, I've had a good month.
Yes. Oh, let us be the judge of that. Triple M. Now, Bill, I told you this yesterday. I am halfway through the Malcolm Young Rock and Roll Damnation, the man who made AC/DC biography.
And?
Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean?
Those back in the 70s, those boys, especially Bon and Malcolm. Because Angus is a teetotal.
I can't believe you said that.
Angus, doesn't drink, never taken drugs.
No drugs.
None of that. But Bon and Malcolm.
They made up for
made
it.
Made up for it. Mm. Certainly the fun bit, after hours bit. Yeah, very entertaining book. I'm loving it.
Righto. What's it called?
It's called The Man Who Made AC/DC.
Okay, we just heard about one iconic ad with Ollie there.
Yes.
Very good ad, actually. You've got to have a look at it there, the Kia new ute.
Yep.
Very good ad. Well, you wouldn't believe this, Jim.
Oh, no.
We've stumbled across a big iconic ad from our good friends over in Adelaide. Have a listen to this iconic ad, Jim.
The switch is on to radio rentals. Daylight savings means longer days and longer grass. But why would you struggle with your old mower when right now at Radio Rentals you can rent a brand new Victor? That's right, a brand new Victor with all the free service and other benefits of renting and from just $5.40 per week. Act now and they'll even assemble and deliver. It's no wonder the switch is on to Radio Rentals. Radio Rentals, they know their stuff.
They know their stuff.
I reckon that was a 5-year run. That's how successful those ads were. No, they went for 5 years.
You're on a lawnmower.
Oh, Bill, I did everything. You got TVs, washing machines.
A work shirt on and shiny school shoes on.
100%, Bill.
Terrible. Look.
Like microwaves, sound systems.
Radio.
I was flogging everything.
No wonder they went bust.
I did the Pulp Fiction guitar in the background.
I wasn't playing.
But you're sitting on this little lawnmower right on my
lawn. That was one of the most successful campaigns that city's ever seen.
That's what we're saying. It's up there with the iconic ads of all time, Jim. Up there with them. Who went through the menswear store? Chief, was it?
Ratley's.
Ratley's. Yeah. we might put that together.
JB, Rowan and Jarman.
Oh, yeah.
Rowan Jarman. Mm-hmm. I've got the names in front of me.
Yes.
For the Guernsey cash.
I've got the numbers.
$10,000.
Mm.
So we're going to get to that. Are we soliciting now, give us a call right now.
Oh, hello. 1-333-53 if you want to play Guernsey cash and win $10,000.
$10,000 on the line. 1-333-53. Ring us now.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So what's happened to me? What's going on?
What has happened to me? Your mind is elsewhere.
No, it's blank, Jim. It's not elsewhere.
Triple M. Of course you feel good. You're living in this amazing city. 32 it is now.
No.
32 currently.
Buddha Hocking.
Magnificent.
Oh, I thought you were doing the game.
No. Sampang coming up. He's also going to stick around for the joke, Pang, which he does every time he comes in. Because you can't believe how bad they are.
Oh, I'm worried he mightn't get today's because it's a bit cleverish.
That's how badly it's going to be told? Or
a bit of delivery, a bit of cleverish, a bit of pang.
Yeah. hit it, rabbits.
Think
you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
Ever. It's the Rush Hours Guernsey Cash.
I think this is the best thing we've done since we dropped a car.
Oh,
remember that time we dropped
the car?
That
was a long time.
You blew it up.
Yeah.
At Werribee.
Werribee.
We also dropped one.
And then
one
improved
once,
the joint. 100,000.
Oh, bang!
That was it. It actually blew up.
All right, we got Trent on the line.
Trent.
Rye, hello, Trent.
How you going, boys?
Oh, Trenty, do you know your football players and numbers?
Well, I know the old ones, but the new ones could trouble me.
All right. Well, let's have just a looking look. Down, there's quite a few old ones, yeah, so there may be a chance.
You've got to get 10.
There are rules here, Rabbits.
Yes, 30 seconds on the clock, Trent. You need to tell us which number they wore and for what team. Some players have multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer. You can pass, and we'll come back if there is time. You get all 10 Guernsey numbers correct. The cash is yours, and your time starts as soon as JB finishes reading out the first player and their club.
Who do you barrack for, Trent?
Saints, mate.
Saints.
How do you think you're looking?
Well, with Webster nailing Simpkin, not sure.
No. Right. Yeah, they're good.
Interesting watch the Saints for me this year. Yeah. We love Ross the Boss.
And he wants run and pace, and he's got them both. He's picked up a couple of handy runners. They'll be okay, actually.
All right.
Yes.
Because he was one of ours for, what, 3 years, Ross the Boss?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've got a soft spot for him in the Saints because he's a good man.
Exactly.
All right. You ready, Trentos?
Yeah, ready to go, mate.
All right, 30 seconds starts after I ask you the first name and team. Rory Sloane, Adelaide.
Nine.
Patrick Cripps, Carlton.
Nine.
Nat Fyfe, Fremantle.
Seven.
Jonathan Brown, Brisbane.
16.
Shane Edwards, Richmond.
Pass.
Luke Ball, Collingwood.
11.
Chad Wingard, Port Adelaide.
21.
Justin Lepich, Brisbane.
Oh, pass.
David Swallow got. There's the boom. We were just getting to the ninth. So you're a couple short by way of players.
Yes.
But how did we go with the numbers?
He answered six, two passes there, Jim, and got one, two, three, four out of six.
Right.
Four out of six and passed on two. So you got Rory Sloane, nine. Patrick Cripps, nine. Good start, Jim. Nat Fyfe, seven. He was away.
Well,
then he had Jonathan Brown, 16. Four from four.
Four from four was looking dangerous.
Trentos was on fire. And then passed on Edwards at Richmond. He was 10 and or 67. Luke Ball was number 12, not 11. And Chad Wingard was number 20, not 21.
So you're bloody close twice.
And then Leper, you passed on him at Brisbane. He was 23.
All right, so what do we got for Trent? He doesn't take away the 10 big boys.
Must have.
So we have something for him.
We're going to send him and three mates off to the All-Star Mile. Saturday the 16th of March at Caulfield Racecourse. Visit mrc.racing.com for more info.
Beauty. Thanks, boys.
Well done, you, Trent. Good
enjoy
on you,
Rye, which is a magnificent part of the world, and good luck with the Saints.
Yes, it's hard, Jim.
It is hard.
Very when hard. You're under the pressure.
Yeah.
Because some come at you straight away.
Exactly.
Bang. And then others, you're going, is it 20 or 21? Is it 11 or 12?
But also the problem is if you give yourself that half a tick to think about it, you then leave yourself not enough time at the back end.
That's right.
So you've just got to go bang number or bang pass.
Yes.
And it is possible. Jack Steele did it from the Saints.
He did.
And luckily for Onion and his job, we haven't given away 10K in the first 2 days because that wouldn't have been great for Onion.
No. Only just hanging on to his job.
But anyway.
Well, when Trent got four from four to start,
Onion's fat head was about to blow up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Manners, which I forget sometimes.
The footy. It all kicks off at Thursday night, and Triple M will be there with a brand new show, the Thursday Rub from 6 p.m. featuring a brand new talent on Triple M.
Not saying who it is.
We'll announce it tomorrow.
Right.
A couple of big names have joined us for this season. Yeah.
All right. And news kicking around the AFL fat.
Yes. Well, the tribunal has started, Jimmy boy.
Brunel. Yep.
The AFL have stated that they want an 8-week penalty for Jimmy Webster.
I see.
8 weeks they want. So it's just started now.
Right.
North Melbourne have ruled out Jai Simpkin.
Yep.
of round one.
Yes, Todd Viney has told the club website he's in good spirits, but his official return to play timeline is unclear at this point. He's his third concussion in 12 months, so he's got to be careful, as we know.
Exactly right. And some news maybe that Dusty Martin might be injured for the big game this weekend when they take on the Suns and take on Dimmer, of course.
Yeah. Saturday.
They need Dusty playing. He's,
yes, they do. He's been in good form. Needs him.
Exactly.
And Big Nank.
Big Nank. Toby Nankervis, the captain, is in some doubt. So who would come in there?
Sam Naismith, I think they got from Port Melbourne.
Wow.
As backup in the draft. I think Joey said last time he played two games for the Swans in 2020.
Wow.
And before that, hadn't played since 2017.
Now, you worry about something. That, don't you? I watched Melbourne the other day, and then they looked in good fettle too against Carlton in that game. But Big Max, if were anything to happen to him, the hell do they go?
Spot on.
They go from having the best ruckman in the comp to barely a ruckman on their list.
But we've been saying that a while, and he's played nearly
very durable
every game and played every minute. He just loves to ruck. And that's why Brody, he left, because he loves every minute of the game too, and that's why he'd be so important up there at Sydney.
All right.
Big Grunders.
Grunders.
Oh, Grunders.
Well, we'll take a look around the listener podcast next, because there's been some good stuff on Willow Talk. And footy talk.
That's good
come on, man. I can see little Sam Bang.
Cross promotion. I like it, Jim.
Yes. Big Grunders. Yeah.
Grunders.
Oh, Grunders.
That's who his nickname is.
No one's ever called
Rodus
him
Rodus Grunders.
Rodus.
He just turned into a Roman.
Yeah. I am. I should have been a Roman. With the grapes and the big legs of ham coming in and the girls feathering
that's
me down.
That's like in a cartoon. I don't know if that actually happened.
That happened.
And a toga?
Asterix and Obelix.
No toga, just nude. And the grapes and the wine and the big legs of ham for fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill, stop talking.
Bill's joke still to come, and Sam Payne's also going to join us as well.
He's just about to kick off the front bow, and if he singles me out again this year, there's going to be trouble.
We like that, Jim.
There'll
we
be trouble.
Like. Oh, what
the troublemaker.
What are you?
That's what he is.
What are you going to do?
I'll go to the boss.
Oh, I'll go to
Kerry.
The boss. I'll go to the
now, top brass.
Now, speaking of top brass, this is, of course, over on the listener app. Some magnificent podcasts. Footy Talk, going to get to that in just a moment. Mm. And Willow Talk, of course, throughout the summer, but now it goes pretty much all year round. And Brad Haddon, ever listen to this, had this to say about the form of Marnus Labuschagne.
First and foremost, his spot's not under pressure. What he is short of is obviously runs, and there's different reasons why that's happening. Is it technical? Is there things he has to go away work on? Is it a mindset change? To me, I think it's all mental. I think what he's looking like at the moment, he's just looking to survive. He's just looking to occupy the crease, and all of a sudden the game will start to become easier. But when Marnus played at his best, this might sound a bit off centre, but you remember when he was leaving the ball and kids all around park cricket do no run there, and he's jumping around the crease, you're thinking, mate, this kid's got some energy. That's what I think he's missing. I actually think he's missing more intent at the crease to score.
It's Brad Haddon.
Yeah.
Whatever he needs to do, Bill, he needs to do it quick.
Exactly.
Because we cannot have number three in an already faltering batting lineup not making runs. Well, we need Marnus back to his best.
He's got to play some shots, I think, Jim.
Well, that's, I think, what Hads is talking about. All right, so that's Willow Talk. You've got to check that out on the listener app.
What else you got there?
Well, then Footy Talk.
Wow.
Which is unbelievable, and that's throughout the winter. Joey Montagna today with Nick Riewoldt, and they're talking about the hit on Jai Simkin.
I think whether he gets 8 weeks or 15 weeks, it's almost irrelevant, because I think once you get to a certain horizon or threshold of suspension, do we really think it's going to impact this happening again? Because in that moment, is a player really going to think, well, geez, I'll go through with it if I'm going to get six, but not if I'm going to get 10. The AFL need to figure out what is the max they're going to give for these sort of incidents and give it.
What do you think? No, I think he gets, well, if he gets 8 and 15 is a lot different, by the way. The 15 is virtually the whole year over. But as a player, I think now you don't do that bump so late, Jim. You know that.
I agree.
You don't go in there flat out in the air, off the ground, and hit him in the head and be 2 seconds late.
But also, if you do it and you cop 10 weeks, let's say it is 10 or 8, whatever the number is, you got to then walk into your teammates on Monday and look them in the eye and say, boys, I'm missing 2 months of footy.
That's right.
Through something I shouldn't have done.
It's dumb.
I reckon you wipe it out. I reckon if you go 8 to 10, the whole competition goes, right, I cannot do that. I cannot leave the ground. I cannot tuck up and hit someone in the head.
Because I'm late.
Yeah, I agree.
The lateness of it is the one that's got us all off guard.
Only time you bump, Bill, is when you are contesting the footy and your hands are down over the actual leather thing.
Mm.
Then you can have a collision of that type. So otherwise, no.
That's just a pick-off. It's just an easy pick-off.
I'm with you.
No good.
All right. I like both of those.
So, Rua,
you're talk, footy talk.
That's it.
Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He went in to have a little surgery on the ankle, clean out, Jim.
Yes.
Ended up having a reco.
Right, eh?
I've got to start to breathe.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Following 3 weeks of the All Sports Edition, the Front Bar returns tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. on Channel 7 in its traditional AFL format. We're joined by its biggest star,
Andy Barr. Yes!
Not Andy Barr. We're joined by Sam Payne.
Before he was a superstar comedian, TV host, and the best Logies host we've had in forever, our next guest just wanted to play footy.
I remember the moment that I knew I wasn't going to make it a comedy.
What happened?
Because, you know, in the dressing rooms, they've got the signs that have the mantras.
Yeah.
Right, so I remember...
One in, all in.
Oh, that was one of them. One in, all in, controlled aggression.
Yes.
And Asians out. And I thought, no.
Please welcome Sam Pang.
Oh, Pangy, welcome to you.
Hello, JV.
Hello, Pang.
Hello, Billy. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
It's wonderful to be back. Thank you, Rabs, for getting the information out. Can you imagine leaving that up to Billy? That would be diabolical.
No.
We'd be on the ABC on a Saturday night by the time you got the readout. It's 7:30 Wednesday night.
Yep.
And I say that.
7:30.
No, it's not 7:30.
8:30.
Start again. 8:30 Wednesday night. Yes. This is the big bit that's kind of important to me, JB.
Yes.
You know, there's Thursday night footy.
Mm-hmm.
For about 15.
Yeah, 15 of the weeks. Yep.
When, Front Bar is on Wednesday nights now. Do you know what I mean? People go, oh, when's it on? Thursday night, Wednesday night. Listen, when there's Thursday night footy,
we're on Wednesday night.
That's it. So that's the plug.
Channel 7. And then a very, very big night of football on 7, of course, because it's followed by talking footy.
Pardon me,
so
JB.
You've got to get the ratings up.
No. I apologise sincerely. The Front Bar is a mere entree to the main course that is talking footy. And I've already, so they've asked us, JB, to, you know, during our show to say, by the way, you know, stick around after the show.
And
I've already got mine ready to go. So Mario will do the thing, and I'll say, listen, yeah, absolutely. Stick around and watch JB and Tim Watson fulfill a contractual obligation. They can't wait. You watch JB, just keep an eye on the time. He'll be looking down at his watch.
You can go a bit long, your show. So that'll lead into your show, Jim, and you won't be happy with that.
Well, remember in the old footy show days, mate, they used to encourage us to go a bit long because you gave the next thing that came on a
nice
bit of a leg up.
What about
that's what Pangy's going to do
say,
for us.
You're accusing our show of going on a bit long.
Oh,
I used to watch your show and you'd be about 12:15 and you're on the back of a truck or something. I'd go, what were you doing?
And I'd get pister and pister because I'd be out there drinking. I would. They'd come to me early and I'd be okay, but not at 12 o'clock. I was out there with the ferals. What else are you supposed to do? Bang.
Now, Pangy, we had your great mate, Jono Brown, in yesterday.
Oh, God, I love Brownie. I miss him. We used to do radio together. I haven't heard him. Haven't heard from him for a year.
He was in talking about that.
Say, what was he plugging? Was it Carlton Draft?
Was
it Dairy Farmers? Was it CUB? Was it
all of the above? Lego. All of the above. But what happened? When he gets next to Fat, we'll have a listen.
Hey, ask Pang about his nickname, the Orchid.
Oh, okay.
Get him to explain the Orchid too.
That's a good question for
Orchid.
AWKWARD.
Not awkward, as in that was awkward. Orchid, as in the plant.
All right.
What's an orchid?
It's a plant.
Orchid.
What's an orchid?
Yeah, that's it.
It doesn't. What's that word when it sounds like how it should be spelt? It doesn't.
Onomatopoeia, Bill.
Phonetic.
Phonetic.
It's not phonetic orchid.
No, because it's spelt, I suppose it's orchard.
That is
orchard. But then there's an orchard with apple, you know, those.
Yeah.
You probably got one in your backyard, Bill. You wouldn't even know.
Why are you called orchid?
I can't believe. Have I never.
No,
you
never told.
So, as. Well.
Want to be
football,
good.
You know, I told you I'm not wasn't a great footballer. I told you. You know that.
Yeah,
you remind me every time. But so, according to my teammates, Yes, yeah, so my nickname was the Orchid because, according to my teammates, I needed absolutely perfect conditions to thrive. So that's an orchid as a flower needs, you know, yeah. So I'm, and you know, they were right. If it if it was 22 and still,
yeah, you're right.
I was all right.
But wind?
No.
Rain?
So I said still. 22 degrees and still.
Perfect conditions.
Yeah, well, you're small. The rain, if it came, it's on the ground. You're tiny.
Yeah, man, tiny. He got me on one of those figures on a cake. I wasn't that big, mate. I wasn't that small.
You're a bit bigger than the ones on the cake.
Thank you, mate.
We should have had Pangy on earlier in the show. Mm. Great Australian nicknames. Yes. Well, that would fit in absolutely perfectly. The new Kia Ute.
Oh, yeah. Carlton. Now, speaking of that, how are we going to go this year? Because a very fine year last year. Did you like it?
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Did you jump on the bandwagon?
I love preliminary final losses. I got a tattoo.
Did you? What a say?
I don't understand why. Yeah, there's a lot of, aren't we favourites? Are we favourites?
Yes. Maybe? Yeah. To win the whole thing.
But you got some injuries early.
What, you're looking at me like I'm the list manager or something. I follow the team and then we win or we lose. And I think it's amazing that we might be favourites considering at 4-9 last year. Yeah. I thought, is Vossi going to still be around? And now he's signed a two-year deal and we're premiership favourites. Mm. Did you ask Brownie? Because I asked him and anyone in the media who, you know, proclaims to be a pundit, what changed at Carlton for the 14th game of the season? Anyone know?
Came 12-3 from then on.
No.
No. So, yeah, no one knows.
Did Brownie know?
No, he's exactly.
What about?
But then again, if you watch his show, why would you expect him to know?
I thought I wanted to know, having a few beers down at Warrnambool.
What about Harry Mackay, Pangy, are you? I watched a bit of your scratch match against
Melbourne. Why did you do that?
Well, because I've got to call both teams Thursday and Friday night, so I had a good look at the game. And I like Big H. He comes in here regularly with his brother. They do the podcast. They're still doing it.
Yeah, they are. The Ben and Harry podcast on the list. It's coming out every Tuesday.
So don't you listen to
Big H comes in. Yep. But there was one set shot, Pangy, from the weekend. Oh, and this is at Icon Park. This is his home ground where he missed the target. Jason Dunstall summed it up perfectly by 34 metres. That's hard to do.
Very hard to do. I'd consider it a skill. He's in rarefied air.
His ball drop.
He nearly missed the ball altogether with his boot.
The drop is terrible, Jim.
Well, what are you? Were a goal kicker?
Yeah, exactly.
And why can't he do that better?
Well, if you drop it straight and kick it straight, guess where it goes normally? Straight, Pang.
Now, remember, I don't know why you're not a goal kicking coach somewhere. Remember, like on the front by asked how you talk, and you said, I don't know, you just
hold it and kick it.
Which is true. See, I reckon they go into too much physics and things like that nowadays. Just get the ball and kick it. But if you drop it, it's like putting, Jim. You know that.
Just get the ball and kick it.
Kick it.
Well, yeah. But that's helping, Harry.
Putting is the same. It's very much the same as goal kicking.
Just hit the ball.
Straight back and hit it in the middle and it'll go straight.
Have you ever been a specialist coach anywhere, Bill?
No.
On this very scientific note, we're going to take a little break with Sam Pang because we have got the big edition coming up on Wednesday, the front bar.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Life's hard. It's harder if you're stupid.
Sam Pang has stuck around. Of course, the front bar returns 8:30 tomorrow night. The Dacos brothers are going to be on.
Well, it's interesting we talk about the Dacos brothers, Pangy. I want to pick your brains on this. We have got, as the Rush Hour here, a grouping of staff and production staff and on-air, all the rest of it. What are you talking about, nine? Nine people all up that help us one way or the other?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jeez,
seven of those.
Could trim some fat there.
Are Collingwood.
Big time.
Well, I'm telling you how we trim fat. Seven of the nine, Barrack for Collingwood. There used to be a time when we banned them. They weren't allowed.
They're liked now. Collingwood are liked.
Seven out of nine, Pangy.
Yeah.
It's a very good point that they are quite likeable, don't you think? Their coach is just wonderful. The CEO, Craig Kelly, I think.
Not that likeable.
Well, exactly. And then President.
You know, fantastic.
It's just
Brownie.
They played football that was very attractive. Oh, the captains are progressive. It's very, very hard not to like them, isn't it?
Exactly. Have you done your homework for the Dacosses?
One of them's got a beard.
Has he?
Yeah, I think so.
Josh, I don't know if they do.
Josh has got a beard.
Got the beard.
Yeah, thank you. See, that's
a lot of work.
She's like, I crumbled then too. I've got to be stronger.
And
this is what I've done because also the other one is the dad, Peter's dropping in as well.
Yeah, of course.
And Damien Hardwick is coaching against his old team, so he's on.
Yeah.
So Mickey will be happy with that. The research I've done Who's the one that was leading the Brownlow? Who was going to be favourite for the Brownlow?
Nick.
Right. So Nick was the favourite for the Brownlow and is regarded as the better one.
Yes.
The other one,
Josh,
he won the best and fairest in a premiership year. Yeah, well, geez, he's not bad either.
That's good.
Anyway,
unbelievably good.
And the better
that's
one
why
was.
We've got Mari, by the way. I don't need to know everything.
No, exactly.
What about my favourite segment of all time on the front bar, the drip tray?
Yes.
You'll be asking some questions to Peter.
Drip tray is one. It's a. I'm telling you, it could be. Look, it might go front bar, talking footy,
yeah,
and then drip tray spin off just on its own.
Wow. I'd say,
so that's one I get to ask just ridiculous questions. Yeah. Favourite movie?
Yeah.
What is it, Bill?
What's her name? Like Robin Williams dressed as a woman. And he was, hello, darlings, how are you?
Just let this go, please.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, good.
So that would have been a good response
no,
on
that's
the show.
Not Luke Longley, he gave you nothing.
Yeah, he gave me for nothing. But I warm up. Favourite TV show growing up, Bill?
Get Smart.
Yes. See? Yeah. What did you like? Did you love 99?
I like 99.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she was good. And
99 plus 70.
I'm coming over to your house for dinner. What are you cooking me?
I'm not a great cook, so just a steak out on the barbecue, and that's it. Chips, steak and chips you get. Would you like that?
Well, yeah, throwing some rice would be handy, wouldn't it? You know, man, it's a good point that not all drip trays are great. No. There was one that wasn't, you know, you wouldn't put that to air.
Luke Longley dropped the F-bomb too, by the way.
You didn't. Jesus, I love that you watched.
Yeah, I was watching that.
Yeah.
And then Horace, come on.
Horace Grant.
JB, you know, I know you don't watch shows that you're not on, but we had the all sports shows.
Yes.
And we had Luke Longley, we had Eric Banner. Last week, we had Mel Meninga.
Yes.
And Kathy Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy Freeman, we replayed the 400 metre in Sydney.
Awesome.
And the three of us shut up for once and let her commentate over it. And it was remarkable. Yeah, it was surreal.
So good.
Yeah. Mm. So,
it was good. That was Mel.
Don't bring Mel. Don't mention Mel.
Why?
Because nickname?
Fat, every time he comes up, Fat retells the story about how when he was coach of Queensland in the State of Origin, he spoke to the boys on field for game one and then got in the lift to go up to the coach's box and on the way up stopped at the level below and went and did a couple of minutes in a room.
And
according to Bill,
got
a little envelope.
Got a big envelope
and
walked, grabbed it, thank you, went up the coach's box and then just had it hidden away there. He did a gig from the talking to the players to the balls bounced. Mel?
What's the problem?
Well, he doesn't like that being brought up because he reckons he didn't do it.
But you're saying.
Don't worry. Mel, but, and his nickname, he's got some, had some nicknames
We're not doing that. So with regard to the guest, because Bill thinks he's the best guest you've ever had. Is he ever going to be welcomed back or once,
would you
one
come
night
back?
Only?
Well, I wouldn't have thought there's much left. What are we going to talk about? What would we talk, is it?
Mm.
What would we talk about, Bill, that we didn't cover the first time you were there?
We'll just go back over it. People forget. It's like
it's
my joke.
I was trying to forget as soon as you left.
Front bar returns 8:30 Wednesday night, tomorrow night. We can't wait for that. To stick around, please, because you've been the audience for the joke before.
Oh, no.
And we
this
love
is the only reason I come in, JB.
All right, here we go.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I'm always wrong, so that helps things, Jim.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Sam Pang has stuck around for a third segment stuck around for Bill's joke.
Off.
By the way, the front bar returns 8:30 p.m. tomorrow night on Channel 7.
I can't wait for that. Jay-Z Clark at the AFL launch tomorrow. Bryce Cotton, the NBL MVP. Superstar. Mark Leishman. Wow. Live golf. All right, so
during that song, I whipped down and did a cashy. real quick, though.
That's what Mel did.
All right, Fat, you've got a man who is legitimately funny sitting in the room, so make it good.
That's trouble.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Oh. Righto, Pang, here you go. My wife just called me to tell me that three women in her office had received flowers today and they were all absolutely gorgeous. I said, yeah, that's probably why they got the flowers. Do you get that?
I don't think that's even appropriate.
As a general rule, I think the end of a joke when the word, when the question, did you get that? It's not a great sign, is it, Bill?
They were all absolutely gorgeous. And he said, yeah, that's probably why.
You know what? Do it again. No, do it again. We'll do it again. Just do one more
time. My wife just called to tell me that three women in her office had received flowers today and they were all absolutely gorgeous. So, right? You right?
Yeah.
And the bloke said, yeah, that's probably why. Do you get it?
He leaves this huge gap. That's probably why they received the flowers, but you've got to, it's a sentence.
But surely I don't have to say that. You're smart enough to get it.
Pangy.
You're not as...
He's shattered again.
No, that's a woolly bully face I've ever seen.
You're not as smart as I thought. Didn't you get that? What's wrong with you?
Well, the worst thing is I did get it. That's even worse.
Cat's bum?
You know, just because you don't, you're not supposed to attack people just because they don't laugh at your jokes.
Well, Jim doesn't.
No, I never laugh.
And this is a bad call.
That was extraordinary. That was, you're supposed to come back from the summer fresh.
Yeah, you'll, no, I've been going for a month. I've been going for 2 months.
Have you?
You'll use that at next year.
Anytime you want to come in, Pangy, make sure you do. Front bar tomorrow at 8:30.
Don't miss it.
On Channel 7.
The Dacossers.